1X News.
It's 1 degree with a freezing rain warning in effect at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Justin Medvey. Shoppers Drug Mart has said pharmacies are the safest option for dispensing marijuana. Canada's largest drugstore chain made the statement today after the Globe and Mail, citing unnamed sources, reported that Shoppers is looking at the possibility. The Globe reported that Shoppers, which is owned by Loblaw, has held several meetings with medical marijuana producers and suppliers over the past year. A spokeswoman with Shoppers would not confirm such meetings have taken place. Mark Gabotti, founder and CEO of Peace Naturals Project, a producer licensed by Health Canada to grow medical marijuana, says he has met with some major drugstore chains but would not confirm which ones. Gabotti says there's been interest by the drugstore chains to dispense medical marijuana because offering marijuana-infused oils is now a viable option. U.S. tech giant Apple wants to take its fight with the FBI over accessing a locked and encrypted iPhone to Congress rather than to courts. Reporter Rhea Foley explains why.
Apple has considerably more influence in Congress than in the courts. It spent millions last year lobbying Congress on tax and copyright issues. Key lawmakers are openly divided over whether the government's demands in this case go too far.
A judge has ordered Apple to create software to hack into an iPhone used by a gunman in a mass shooting last year. The order has sparked a debate about the balance between digital privacy rights and national security interests. Donald Trump was the winner in Nevada's caucuses for his third straight victory in the race for Republican presidential nomination. Alex Stone reports.
Donald Trump has some momentum going into Super Tuesday after his big win here last night. And he tells ABC News today he's feeling confident with upcoming states.
Florida is looking fantastically. Ohio is looking great. You look at the different numbers in the different states. We just got numbers in on Georgia. We're doing fantastically well. Arkansas.
But Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio vow their numbers will go up as more Republican candidates drop out. For them, Super Tuesday will be critical. Alex Stone, ABC News, Las Vegas.
Hasbro Toys is facing backlash after producing a Star Wars-themed Monopoly game without featuring the franchise's new heroine, Rey. Loyalist college student and longtime fan Nick Smart says he doesn't agree with the message Hasbro is sending fans through their decision.
It's not a good message because we should be inclusive with both genders. Like, it shouldn't be a big deal anymore. Like, it's 2016.
Even producer and director of the new Star Wars film, J.J. Abrams, has called the exclusion preposterous and wrong at a press tour in January. Abrams says this is especially because the game features villain Darth Vader, who doesn't even make an appearance in the film. Hasbro released a statement to Entertainment Weekly saying the reason Rey was excluded was because of story spoilers. Richard Belanger, owner of Scallywag Toys on Front Street, says that he's disappointed in Hasbro's decision.
Marketing error on their part. If she's one of the leading characters in the movie, she should be out there with the other leading characters and what's offered.
Hasbro released a statement last week saying that a new Star Wars Monopoly set will be featuring a Rey character. The new game is set to start shipping to stores this fall. QNET News reporter Stelios Pappas spoke to City Council member Egerton Boyce this morning about city transit. Here's the story.
City Councilor Egerton Boyce has taken city transit all month. Here's why he did it.
In February, I decided to take the bus. First of all, due to the weather, I wanted to see what it would be like commuting to different locations on the bus. Probably the worst month of the year in terms of weather. And why I did the bus is because we've had a lot of comments about the buses and different things. I wanted to familiarize myself with the routes and the pros and cons of taking the buses and what we could do to improve the service for the citizens.
Boyce says the experience really changed his perception about city transit.
Oh, it's been certainly a real eye-opener, but it's been very positive. I've encountered many people that are taking the bus for many different reasons, whether it's environmental reasons, cost factor. It's rather inexpensive to take the bus, which is good.
Councillor Boyce asked people to take the survey, but says it doesn't cover enough topics.
No. Actually, the survey can cover, it primarily talks about your particular route, whether the driver was courteous and friendly, but they can also talk about suggestions to improve the service. They're going to be able to expand the survey just to make it a little bit more informative for when they get the results.
The survey is currently undergoing and can be taken at cityofbelleville.ca. Silas Pappas, QNET News, Belleville.
Bev Leonard has been promoting good community health for the past 30 years. She teaches a variety of classes to students of all ages across the Quinte region. Some of these classes include karate, tai chi, jiu-jitsu, senior fitness, and self-defense. Bev said one of the reasons why she loves teaching is because the learning is something that never ends.
All I can say is it's empowering. When you learn our jiu-jitsu, you learn biomechanics. It's a science. And so you are able to feel empowered and strong by it.
To learn more about Bev and her work, visit her website, bevleonard.com. About 75 acts have been revealed for Ottawa's Blues Fest in July. They range from 60s icons The Monkees to rapper Nelly and virtually every musical taste in between. The lengthy list of acts tentatively set to perform also includes Billy Idol, Duran Duran, John Fogerty, Joe Jackson, Brian Ferry, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and The Cult. Brad Paisley, City in Color, The Lumineers, and Paul James are also on the roster. The full list and ticket prices are available at the Blues Fest website. Sports is coming up after this.
This winter, step into nature with Quinte Conservation Areas. Take a break. Make time to connect with the sights and sounds of nature while you and your family get fresh air and exercise. Quinte Conservation Areas feature over 12,000 hectares of land to enjoy a relaxing nature hike, cross-country skiing, wildlife viewing, and so much more. Nature's bounty awaits. Escape today to one of 23 Quinte Conservation Areas close to home. For more info, visit quinteconservation.ca.
Hello again, I'm Justin Medvey with QNET Sports. In basketball, the Golden State Warriors became the fastest NBA team in history to reach 50 wins in a season with last night's victory over the Atlanta Hawks. They surpassed the 1995-96 Chicago Bulls, who needed one more game to reach the milestone. The next goal is the Bulls' record of 72 wins in a season, but forward Harrison Barnes says defending their NBA championship is the team's main focus.
You know, and it's one of those things where it's like, yes, you know, if we, you know, are able to achieve that goal, I mean, that's great, but obviously what makes that special is the fact that they won a championship along with it. So, you know, if we miss that goal but we end up winning the other goal, I think we'll be all right.
Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy has met with Philadelphia prosecutors investigating a nightclub fight that left two off-duty police officers injured. So far, no one has been charged in the late-night brawl on Super Bowl Sunday. After the meeting, McCoy's lawyer, Dennis Coggan, told reporters he wouldn't let them talk to his client.
He'd love to talk to you. He'd love to talk to you. But I'm not letting him talk to you because there's an ongoing investigation.
Police say one officer suffered a broken nose and broken ribs in the fight. The other received stitches and had a possible skull fracture. In hockey, Jamie Benn scored twice in the third period and the Dallas Stars beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-3 to end a three-game losing streak. Dallas forward Antoine Russell didn't think it was his team's best game until the third period.
I don't think we play our best game. I think we just step up in the third period and get the job done. Other than that, I think we need to clean up a couple of parts of our game just to get ready for the stretch going on, and I think we other than that we just step up good at the right time.
The Edmonton Oilers have dropped 5 in a row and remain last in the standings after a 4-1 loss to the Ottawa Senators. Coach Todd McLellan says the mood in the dressing room is deteriorating.
I'm concerned about our spirit right now. At the beginning of the year you talked about holding our hands and fighting through crap like this. I'm concerned. The spirit of the team isn't where it needs to be, and there has to be 10 guys in there that have so much pride they pull the rest of the guys along. You know, we'll see what happens over the next six, seven days. Maybe there's some guys waiting for that. I don't know, but it's got to get better or we got to make huge, huge changes.
A tall order for the Montreal Canadiens tonight. They visit a Washington Capitals team that's 17-1-1 over its last 19 home games. Elsewhere, Boston welcomes Pittsburgh, San Jose is at Colorado, and Anaheim hosts Buffalo. Texas Rangers slugger Josh Hamilton will start the season on from the sidelines with a knee injury. Hamilton received a stem cell and platelet-rich plasma injection Monday when examined by Dr. James Andrews. The 2010 American League MVP will be on crutches for 7 to 10 days and is projected to need 8 weeks to recover. To send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for your weather forecast. There is still a freezing rain warning in effect for Belleville, Quinte West, and surrounding areas, with a high of +1 in Belleville. Tonight will bring us periods of rain and moderate winds until midnight, with temperature rising to +4 by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will bring periods of rain, changing to up to 2 centimeters of snow. Temperature will fall to -1 in the afternoon. At 4:13, it's 1 degree. QNET News is on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Justin Medvey with QNET News. News on 91X is next at 5.